Coming up on this week's edition of The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. It's decision time as the judges make their final tough choices for the 2014 team.
All you have, you leave with knowing that you did your absolute best and hope that's good enough.
Find out if a pair of would-be rookies were able to succeed this year and earn their dream spot on the team.
Also very anxious and very nervous all at the same time, but whatever ends up happening, I know it's going to be for the best decision.
And we reveal the entire 35 ladies making up the 2014 MVC.
You made the team. Great job.
It's all next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. Tuesday night was a combination of excitement, nerves, and anticipation.
Yes, of course, there are some butterflies going through my system right now, but really excited to just hit the dance floor the first time when you get on that stage, and then it'll feel a lot better.
I'm really excited just to be here and be going through this process. It's pretty exciting, and just the number of people that are going to show up. I know there's 250 seats down here, but I know we all have family and friends that are coming that are going to be all around upstairs and second, third, fourth floor, so it'll be pretty fun.
It's a really big night. It's a really exciting, fun night. Of course, the butterflies are there, but tonight it's just really just to have fun. I mean, it's what we love to do, dance.
On center stage at the Mall of America, with a packed audience in attendance, the 54 MVC finalists did what they do best.
It was so much fun to get out there, and it was awesome to see all the alumni that came out to support us, and it just felt really, really good. We had awesome dances this year, and so it was just a lot of fun, and it was really a good time.
It's our one time that we get to kind of come out here and put a show on for all the Vikings fans that show up, and we spend so much time preparing for finals that it's really rewarding to be able to come out here and just bust it and show everyone that we've been working so hard for. So it's really, really exciting.
But this was more than just a night of entertainment. It was the final auditions being performed in front of the judges just over 12 hours before the 2014 team will be determined.
We're nervous because we want to show our best for hopefully our future coaches and, of course, the whole judging panel, but also exciting because we get to dance alongside our friends and, of course, for our friends and family in the audience, which is kind of cool and unique about our audition process.
For two rookie hopefuls, the final performance at Mall of America is familiar territory. Ting Ting and Kaya have both been here before, but didn't get that phone call from the coaches the following day. They are hoping they wow the judges enough tonight to make things different this year.
Every single time that I come to perform, it's always a performance. I always have to give it my all, do everything that I possibly can, and dance big. Even when I'm practicing within the field at Winter Park, I'm still dancing big every single time, because no matter what, anyone could be looking. Anybody could be watching, and I always have to put my game on. So I'm really excited to be performing for the judges today.
I think it's definitely the time to show what you got for the judges, because they've seen us practicing and they've seen our interview skills and everything like that, but they haven't really seen what we do performing in front of a big crowd. So I think it's a really good opportunity to do that.
The 54 ladies end the evening performance together on stage, but they know things are about to change, and only 35 will be left come tomorrow.
To get that call tomorrow would mean the world to me. You know, I've been on the team the last year. I know what I'm missing out on, and I would be, you know, it'd be an honor to make that team again and get that call tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
A little bit of everything, nerves, excitement, fear, just waiting for that call tomorrow. So we'll see what happens.
It's a really unnerving, very unsettling feeling, but all you have, you leave with knowing that you did your absolute best and hope that's good enough.
I couldn't believe when the phone started ringing and I answered and it was Tammy, and immediately I started crying.
Coming up, find out who will be on the field this year as a 2014 MVC.
She makes a goal and she sticks with it and she pushes to the end.
Plus, learn how one new rookie, again, proves she can overcome any challenge in life.
It's not ringing. Just would like it to ring.
And up next, we follow the drama of announcement day to see who got the coveted phone call. It's all next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. For the 54 MVC finalists, Wednesday couldn't get here fast enough. But the day can be a long and agonizing one. A day of waiting and hoping that phone will ring.
This is Tammy Krause calling. Congratulations. Yes. You are welcome.
A phone call from head coach Tammy Krause is what is wanted on this day. A call that secures a spot on the 2014 MVC.
All right. Everyone sit. Hey, you guys want treats? Okay. Sit. Give me five. All right. Good boy. Monty, sit. Shake. Good boy. This is Milo. He's my oldest child. He's two. Milo. He's being shy. I call him a gentle giant, though, because he's huge. And this little one is Monty. I can still kind of control him because he's small enough for me to pick up. Say hi, Monty. Go Vikes. So they're my babies. They're both golden retrievers, and I don't think we'll ever get another breed, actually. They seem to be suiting us well.
Playing with her two dogs is a normal day for MVC veteran Jeannie. But this day is far from normal. She is awaiting that desired phone call that would bring her back for year three with the MVC.
They really have it rough. Milo sleeps on the bed, and he usually gets more space than I do, so really hard times for him. Right, guys? Hello? Yeah. Oh my God. Hi, Tammy. How are you? Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I was just saying how the last 2 hours I've been like looking at the clock every minute. This gets worse every year, Tammy, but better. Thank you so much. You guys, I did it! Aren't you so excited? Aren't you so excited for mom? Oh my gosh! Are you excited too?
While one veteran is back for another year, a rookie hopeful is struggling to get through another decision day. Ting Ting has been this close before, only to come up short. And the agony once again is making this another tough day.
I'm heading off to my psychology class right now, and just getting ready for a really exciting day. A lot of nerves. I've been really excited, but also very anxious and very nervous all at the same time. But whatever ends up happening, I know it's going to be for the best decision.
She has again given everything she can and brought her regular upbeat attitude to training camp. But this time, her dedication and determination is about to pay off.
Hello, this is Ting Ting.
Hi, Ting Ting. It's Tammy Krause calling. Congratulations.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You did a great job.
Oh, this is
congrats.
A blessing. Thank you so much.
Yes. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Tammy. I really, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see you tonight.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. And that was the call. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow, I'm so elated. This is amazing.
It is the day she has been dreaming about for years. Her positive outlook and never give up attitude has helped her land that coveted spot on the MVC.
It was a whole mixture of ideas. I didn't want to read too much into what was happening, but I knew that whatever ended up happening was for the best decision, and I know that just coming this far, just making it to finals, was already a huge accomplishment, and it was such a great experience that I know that I'm extremely blessed for every moment of what happened, and now I'm a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader. So my dream has definitely come true. I'm so elated, so happy. Oh my gosh. I'm really happy.
Coming up, find out the story of a rookie MVC who has never let an obstacle stop her dreams. That's next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. Each member of the MVC has had to work through plenty of obstacles and barriers to get where they are. And that holds true for Kaya. She has never let anything slow her down.
Kaya's always been a very hard, determined worker. Dance has come easy for her. She was born with a speech impediment and took many, many years of speech therapy and still has kind of a, not really an impediment so much as more like an accent it kind of sounds like Australian or British. But, of course, there were years of teasing that went into place, you know, getting pulled out of the classroom for speech and just, you know, the sound of her voice. And she just, you know, was strong and just stayed with it. And she's now just really confident about her speech and it doesn't bother her.
Kaya has learned and adjusted to any curveball thrown her way in life and found a way to excel.
I think that definitely whatever in life I want to do, I definitely excel at it. I think it's because I have a great support system with my parents and my friends and everything like that. So they're all there to push me in times when I get down or I don't think that I can do it or something.
But in last year's tryout, she wasn't able to win over the judges and earn a spot cheering for the Minnesota Vikings. Things are different, though, in 2014, as she gets the call of a lifetime.
Hello?
Kaya?
Yes?
This is Tammy Krause calling. Congratulations.
Hi.
Hello. You made the team.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You bet. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. I'm a Vikings cheerleader.
It's not funny.
Okay, we can hang now.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Good job.
Oh.
Earning a spot as a rookie MVC member is a lifelong dream and passion for Kaya. It's just another example of never letting anything stop her dreams and goals.
You know, I didn't make it last year, so I had to really work hard during training program and overcame that obstacle, and now I'm a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader.
While Kaya celebrates the good news with her mom, an MVC veteran is back in familiar territory, both on and off the field. Christy got the coveted phone call and is on the 2014 team, back as one of the team leaders for her third season.
I'm honored to be part of the team again. It's always a little bittersweet because you do get to be super close with the 54 finalists, and so it's hard for those that don't get the call, but I'm really excited and super honored to be part of the team.
The good news means another exciting year for the veteran who continues to juggle the demands of the MVC, along with wearing every hat at her clothing store in Minneapolis.
Being able to, you know, manage my time correctly and really prioritize everything. I'm obviously going to be busier now, but it's all fun stuff, so I'm excited.
Wanting to keep the family connection to the Minnesota Vikings going, Mariah was hoping that her dreams would be answered and she would make her family proud with a spot on the MVC.
I got the call. It was surreal. It was crazy. I was just nervous all day and I couldn't believe when the phone started ringing, and I answered, and it was Tammy, and immediately I started crying. It was so nerve-wracking. I didn't even know what to think. I mean, when the phone rang, my heart pounded, and tears came, and all I could say was thank you, and that I'm honored and blessed. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity. I showed confidence when I was dancing, and the confidence to the judges, confidence in my public speaking at the pageant, and I think my year on training program really helped show me how to do the MVC style, and I really learned a lot from that.
Her grandfather drove the Vikings team buses. Her aunt was one of the first Vikings cheerleaders, and now Mariah is joining the team as a rookie on the 2014 roster.
It's awesome. Again, there are no words. I'm just so excited to be able to follow the footsteps of my aunt and be able to be part of the Vikings organization like my grandpa was, like my aunt was. So it's great. I think my grandpa up in heaven had a big part of it, and it's great. There's no words.
Coming up, we reveal the entire 35-member roster of the 2014 MVC. That's next on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. Running out onto the field at TCF Bank Stadium in August is what everyone wanted when auditions started 2.5 weeks ago. Over the course of training camp and decision day, we've seen plenty of talented women vying for one of the coveted roster spots, but only 35 make up the team. Through the tough choices that had to be made and the dreams ended, emerged a group of talented and determined ladies, the ones who stood out throughout camp and rose to the top, earning themselves the distinction of becoming a member of the 2014 MVC. Be sure to catch up on all the news, events, and appearances all spring and summer with the MVC by visiting Vikings.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at MVC Cheerleaders or the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleader page on Facebook. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.